a dark house off by itself. People say that. I think that house is
painted.
Right.
I never did believe in
haunts. You didn't believe
it? I guess they are haunts. I don't know.
Well,
I guess if you was mean enough, you might be haunted.
So that's what would happen to you if you were mean enough. That's pretty good. Now, if you were talking about the weather and you said, now it's not real cold, but it's just
getting ready to be cold,
and
getting ready to snow
or something like that. Now, if a person asked you to go someplace with them and you didn't want to go, now you might say, now I'll go if you insist, but I
don't want to.
And sometimes you might say, if you had a choice between going to town and say going someplace else, you'd say, now if you give me a choice, now I'd
rather go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you saw a friend that you hadn't, someone you really liked, and you hadn't seen that person in a long time, you'd say, oh, I'm just
so glad to see you.
And if a person owned like a 200 acres of land, you might say, well, I ask how much land. You'd say, now he owns a
big tract of land.
And would you say, sometimes he owns rights more than land? You might say, well, now he owns the rights more than land. Would you ever say, say it like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody came to see you and you really enjoyed the visit, you might say, well, you come, and when they're getting ready to leave, you might say, come
back.
And if you were talking to several people, and you might say, now you I want, now you know, and you want to know that you meant all of them to come back, you'd say, now
all of them to come back.
Mm-hmm. And on Christmas Day, when you meet someone, what do you say?
Christmas Eve.
And if it's
Christmas Day.
Christmas. Have you ever heard anybody say Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm. Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And how about on New Year's Day?
New Year's gift.
And now, if you wanted to show someone that you appreciated something, and instead of saying thank you, you might say, I'm much
Raj.
And you might, if you were talking about having to go to town, you might say, well, I have to go to town to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something in the storekeeper, like he took a piece of paper and you'd say that he
packed it in a bag.
Mm-hmm. And if he didn't have a bag, if all he had was just like a big sheet of paper, he'd have to
wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Wrap it up.
And then when you got home, you'd have to
unwrap it, of course.
And if it rained a whole lot and your crops just got washed out, you'd say your crops were just a total
lost.
And if there was something that you saw that you liked it a whole lot, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I'd like to buy that, but it just
cost too much.
And when it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club or something, you'd have to pay your
dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend to
borrow it.
Now, like during the Depression, money was real.
Yeah, I know it.
And there just wasn't hardly. And you'd say, boy, during the Depression, money was just,
it was scarce.
And now, if you were talking about things that children like to do kind of for fun, you know, one thing, now sometimes they'll get down, put their head down on the ground and kick their heels over and turn a
somerset.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, some